right, in today's podcast, I promise this will be the last one for a little while where I talk about job ads, but we have to really drill down on this because it's so crazy important because of the huge impact and increase in applicant flow you can get to. Today, I'm going to talk about my new favorite analogy of a bridge and how you can think about job ads as a bridge that will help you conceptualize what it is we're trying to do, why most employers get it wrong, and what you can do to make it better, even using this analogy to explain it to your manager. So keep listening. I know that I'm beating the importance of a good job ad like a dead horse, but I simply can't express enough just how big of an impact a good job ad has, and therefore the huge detriment and harm that a bad job ad is doing to your selection or your sourcing process or ability to get qualified applicants for your jobs. If you are a big dog, if you're Goliath, you can disregard this. Even though you would still be helped out by improving your job ad, you can probably get away with not fixing it. But if your company is an underdog, if you struggle to compete for talent against the Goliaths in your industry, you gotta listen on in this. First, I want to talk about a job ad like it's a bridge. Look, a bridge helps people get across a gap from one side where they're at currently, think of this like their current job, and the other side where they want to get to, think of that like working for you, the job, the new job they want. And the job ad and the process of engaging that job ad is the bridge that gets them across that gap. Specifically, the very first thing we have to understand is that in order for somebody to want to walk across a bridge, they have to want to get to the other side. Therefore, the other side that they're going to has to be better than where they are right now. It has to be an upgrade. And secondly, that bridge has to enable them to cross it without falling through and falling to their imminent death or having so much friction and struggle to get across it that they turn back. Look, the core issue for most companies is their bridge isn't very appealing to cross and isn't very easy to cross. Number one, what's on the other side doesn't sound any better than where the applicant is right now. The current job they're in or their current situation is just as good, potentially even better, than what lies for them on the other side of working for this new company. Therefore, there's no motivation to even walk the bridge. Secondly, the requirements and qualifications that are listed by in the job ad using a description are so aggressive and so in-depth that people will all fall off the bridge before they even get to the other side, especially in comparison to what's awaiting them. Number three, the process to apply is so hard and time-consuming, it causes friction to cross, meaning the bridge is really shaky, and so a lot of people turn back. Overall, the ad just sets a negative tone because it's all about why not to cross the bridge. It might work once again for the big dogs, but it doesn't work for you. Now, here's the issue with using job descriptions. Job descriptions are all about telling people not to apply. You're telling them why they don't want to cross the bridge. The requirements and qualifications are missing boards that anybody could fall through, and they're designed to make people fall off. The duties list makes it sound like what lies on the other side of the bridge is so boring that I'm not sure why somebody would want to actually cross it. The bridge itself is so narrow and so long and so shaky that it's creating massive amounts of friction because it's just difficult to actually apply for these jobs after you get done reading the job description. The only companies that might be okay is if their brand, their pay, their benefits are so compelling and so widely known that it overrides all the rest of that job description. Think Google, Apple, Facebook, the big banks, the biggest employer in town, the ones that have these huge brands and are known as an amazing place to work or an amazing opportunity, they can get away with having a boring ad and a difficult bridge to cross because people have enough motivation to do it. While you might think that qualified people will make it over the bridge because they meet your requirements, that just is not what our data shows, especially in the current job market. Job seekers just aren't hard up enough to try to cross a bridge that's filled with gaping holes in it, that's wobbly and unsure, when what they're crossing towards sounds like it's actually worse than where they are right now. But here's the real trick to a good app, right? Job requirements are important, but you can use our validator spreadsheet to make sure that you haven't torn out the entire boards of the bridge. So let me tell you what you need to do to create a bridge that lots of people want to cross and that lots of people actually make it across the bridge, even if you're not Goliath, even if you're the small dog, the small fry in your industry area. I call this the attraction bridge. I have a worksheet that you can use. You can click on the link to download. But here's how it goes. Number one, focus on where your target job seekers are right now. Once again, instead of talking to the manager and asking them what they're looking for, ask them who they're looking for. Take those people, their resumes, their LinkedIn profiles, and go look at them and study those individuals that you want to attract, right? Ask these questions. Where are they right now? What role are they in or job title? What's their manager like? What's their employer like? What is their industry like if you're moving them from one industry into your industry? What are their fears and frustrations about that job? What do they want to have change? What are their aspirations? You can use the value canvas, right? What are their pains and goals, right? Now, contrast that to the opportunity that you have to offer them. How are you going to make their life and their experience as an employee better and different than where they are right now, right? How do you solve their fears and frustrations? How do you help them and amplify their ability to accomplish their goals and aspirations? Let me give you a few examples using our current versus opportunity comparison sheet. Just to focus, and remember, you don't need to check all of these boxes. I can use even just one or two of them as an amazing basis to write a killer ad that generates a ton of applicants. But let me walk through a handful and give you some of that before is bad and frustrating or fearful, and what comes in the future is better. Take location. Is there a long commute into an office every day, or do you offer work from home or some type of partial back and forth work from home? That would be an upgrade. What about hours? Are they coming from a set schedule where they work weekends and holidays and evenings, or are they moving to just Monday through Friday or potentially flexible schedule of what days they work or flexible start and end times? Next one, red tape. Are they coming from a big giant company that has a ton of red tape and politics, and you provide a small company where they have direct access to potentially the boss or the management team, or where there's not a lot of red tape in doing their job? Benefits and perks. Maybe while where they work now has a whole bunch of the standard benefits, you have a special perk like house cleaning or paid time off for part-timers that are different enough that it will help them or make them want to cross the bridge. Types of work. Maybe where they work right now at a bigger company, they're very specialized, they do the same exact thing all day long, and maybe what you have to offer them is a variety of different projects that will maybe be more interesting for them. Culture. Maybe they're working in a strict button-down, shirt and tie, suit type culture and feel, and maybe what you have to offer is a bit more laid back, it's a bit more creative, it's a bit more flowy, right? Now that you've done this back and forth comparison, now you need to write your ad, and remember the goals are the following. Number one, make the other side of the bridge, what you have to offer, look like a place that people will want to go to, that they'll be excited and motivated to want to cross the bridge. Number two, make the bridge look inviting to walk across. Make sure your ad is engaging and exciting to read, and that the people actually, that it's a positive ad about why people would want to work for you instead of a negative ad about why they wouldn't. Number three, make sure that you don't have a bunch of holes that people fall out of. Reduce those requirements down to only 5 or 10, very strict, no-go or no-go, functional requirements of what you actually have to be considered to be screened, not to be hired, right? And finally, maximize the people who get over it by reducing the friction. Use your job questions to filter people out. Don't use the ad as a filter. So in practice, here's what it means. Yeah, you can include the normal stuff, just don't overfill it with the normal negative stuff. Get rid of the job description. Focus on how you are different and better. in compelling ways, written in a way they will understand, that uses their vocabulary and terminology, and most important, that makes it sound like it's an exciting bridge to cross. This right here will completely change the way you think about your ad, and I promise if you try it out, it will dramatically improve the number of qualified people that actually end up applying for the job. And if you run paid ads, it will improve your cost per qualified applicant as well. So this is a win all the way around. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the 90 Days of Sourcing podcast, mini series, whatever you want to call it. Super excited for you to be along this ride and along this journey with us. As you are listening to this, please be sure to subscribe to the podcast and watch for new episodes coming out in your email or from the podcast system or however you consume our content. I would love to hear any questions, comments, concerns, feedback you have about today's podcast or any episode, to be honest, of any piece of content, whatever it is, or even to hear your specific challenges and pains you're struggling with sourcing. So if you want to give me some feedback, shoot me an email to ryankohler@applicantpro.com. That's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Kohler, like the faucet, K-O-H-L-E-R, @applicantpro.com. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, good luck hiring.